Yes, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And one of our very favorite guests, Jason Peter, has been joining us with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We were shining the spotlight on the Ohio State Buckeyes. I mean, they have certainly exceeded many expectations because, of course, coming into the season with their injured starting quarterback, their MVP in Braxton Miller. So that's where I want to pick up our conversation, Jason. What is going to happen if Braxton Miller, he comes back to OSU for his senior season? I mean, poor JT Barrett, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is similar to, golly, what was it, 1995 here at Nebraska with Tommy Frazier and Brooke Boerner.
Okay.
And, you know, Tommy had blood clots and ultimately missed most of the 94 season. And Brooke, obviously, BTN did a great piece. I know a lot of people saw the special on him, but Coach Osborne, pretty much for that following year, he came out and he said, look, I'm not interested in kind of a two-quarterback system, so they will have a competition in the spring, and they're going to chart everything, and they're going to, you know, grade these guys on every single snap that they take. And I would imagine, and ultimately Tommy Frazier ended up winning that quarterback battle, but I would imagine that Urban Meyer probably does something like that. Now, in my eyes, the quarterback that goes out with that first team for that, you know, first snap in the spring is Braxton Miller.
Right.
You know, he was the guy who had been starting since, freshman year, and you know, this is a guy that many had as, you know, one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy, and you know, he had kind of been through some battles. Now JT Barrett has also kind of, you know, gone the battle for Urban, but I just think, you know, he's younger, and Braxton has kind of put in his time. At least he gets the honor of going out there, and not that it's his job to lose, but at least you give him the first shot with that number one offense. But ultimately, I think, you know, you got to kind of have an open competition, and you just got to see who plays best throughout spring ball and then, you know, fall camp.
Okay, so we've hit on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Talk to me about your Huskers. Huge test on Saturday as they prepare for Wisconsin, a 3:30 Eastern time kickoff. Nebraska right now, just to recap, is ranked 11th nationally. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, this is one Nebraska's got to have. And I'm sure the Big Ten is hoping for Nebraska to win. Obviously, Wisconsin's got an additional loss there, and they don't need a two-loss team to kind of, you know, get to Indy and then ultimately potentially, you know, take down whether it's Ohio State. That's what it looks like will be Ohio State. You know, if Big Ten is kind of crossing their fingers here to hopefully get a team in that Final Four, you want, you know, your two best teams record-wise to be in Indy, and then hopefully you can kind of, you know, sneak in the back door. But Nebraska, you know, people were a little shocked. You know, they dropped three spots in the college football playoff committee, the latest poll. And, you know, they didn't play last week. So, you know, do I have a problem with them dropping? I don't know. You know, it's not like they've been real impressive in the victories that they've had. But right now, Wisconsin is a team that is not in the hunt in that regard, but I think people are looking at Wisconsin like they're one of those teams that has improved significantly from the beginning of the season to where we are right now. And Nebraska absolutely has to have it. You know, Wisconsin can be a tough place to play.
Right.
Madison, they get a little crazy up there. And, you know, it's just Nebraska needs to go up there. They need to shut down the run and Melvin Gordon, and they need to play solid on defense. You know, anytime you go on the road, those are the two things that you kind of need to do, as well as special teams. And fortunately, Nebraska has been playing really good special teams. So if they can just kind of, you know, slow down that Wisconsin running game, I don't know if Wisconsin through the air is enough to beat Nebraska.
Okay, talk to us about Amir Abdullah, the star running back, the nation's third best rusher. Is he 100%?
Well, that's what we're hearing. You know, at the beginning of the week, maybe he was practicing with a little limp here and there, but supposedly he's all good to go. Now, big difference, obviously, in practice as compared to the game, and it's just going to be kind of, I think, all between you know, the shoulders there. It's is he going to feel confident? And he won't know. It's kind of like, you know, it's not as, I guess, extreme as, you know, a guy who's come back from ACL surgery. But in the same regard, it's that battle you have in your head. And it's, do I really trust, you know, this knee for the first time when I, you know, decide I'm going to, you know, jump cut and I want to change directions? Is it going to be able to plant? And am I going to be solid, kind of exploding off of that leg? And I don't think any of us know that. I don't think Amir knows that until game day, and you know, it's for real, and you know, the proverbial bullets are live, and you know, we're just gonna have to wait and see that first time he plants on it and goes.
Okay, certainly a lot is on the line with this game against Wisconsin. Any updates on tight end Stephen Carter? Because I mean, he certainly can provide some presence out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he kind of is one of those hybrid sort of guys, tight ends, and, you know, I think Nebraska has never really, they've never really got deep into using a guy like that, and, you know, I think with Tommy Armstrong, you know, sometimes he panics and he just, you know, there's 2-3 balls that you just absolutely cannot throw over the course of a game. And I think if they start to have that tight end presence in there, you know, where sometimes younger quarterbacks, they feel a little comfortable just throwing, you know, a little 6-7 yard route crossing pattern to the tight end than they do, you know, throwing a post route or something, and you know, where coverage is an integral part of throwing that ball and
right.
What have you.
Okay, we're looking forward to the game, Nebraska at Wisconsin on Saturday. That, of course, was Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Always awesome, Jason. You stay warm up there with the family. We look forward to catching up with you next week. Okay, take care.
Sounds good, E. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jason Peter has been with us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out StuartCadillac.com. We will be right back with much, much more at Yahoo Sports Radio.